We're in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Siman Shin Chav, the halachas of Schita, on the bottom of Kuf Mem Vav Mem Aleph, on the bottom line. The middle of the Sifri Ches, speaking about the halacha of, if you have a barrel that was plugged up with a linen flax plug. So it was on the side wall, it's on the bottom of Kuf Mem Vav Mem Aleph, that some say it's permitted. Even though it's not possible, you're not going to squeeze out something. But as long as you don't have a vessel beneath it, so there's no problem because you don't have any problem about malabin or dash. Because even for the dash, that it's going to squeeze it out, but it's a secretio delay nichele. He's not pleased with it. Now, that's what the Bechaba continues. Bechol of amru, but they disagree on them and they say the avagav delay is a continuum of delay nichele. Even though he's not pleased with it, keeping him secret, since it's inevitable, us it's going to be forbidden. However, the world conducts themselves that this thing is permitted. And you have to teach on them some form of merit. Since the spigot is long, out of the na'iris, and the hand doesn't reach to the na'iris, so mut is permitted in the basvig. Means this na'irah shall pish on this bundle of flax. So the hand doesn't really reach it. So it's permitted in the basvig, just like it's the case of the sponge. Pedish arach. So here he brings in the parentheses from the arach. What is svig called? Reish dog echad gadol shabayam. This sponge is on the head of one big fish in the sea. Rishosha meirem reish lestak ba'olam. And when it lifts up its head to gaze at the world, the sponge comes down on its eyes, the vein right comes, doesn't see anything. But if not for that, it tells Mepanov that Moby Dick or the Loch Ness or whatever, no ship would be saved from it because it would destroy everything. But be that as it may, continues Mechaba, but just like the sponge, that has a handle where you're not doing Schita. It's not inevitable. Official intent is a chazaka, but since this is not a strong claim, Vishagam Gumban is what to say more about that it's not so simple. Table on Higam, it's good to conduct them. That there shouldn't be a vessel beneath the barrel when they're plugging the hole. Says Ramova Ayn Lael, Simichin Alf, Oid Medin Eschita from the Halachas of Eschita. Says the Mishabura, Siv Katan Nun Gimel. So again, Mechaber had said that there are those who permit because it's a secret should lay nichele, and it's permitted. But that's what they said, that there are those who disagree on that. That's a tesis and the rush, all these different shitas, and they say, no, I don't care that it's not nichele, but sivkot nun gimot, since psikresha, who also, since inevitable, it's forbidden, midrabon, rabbinically. This is your big machlekes on is psikresha the lay nichele mutter or not. That's what the Mechaber is bringing, that those who disagree and say it's us, or rabbinically. Yeah, but according to everyone, there is no biblical liability on something that's inevitable, but that you don't care for, according to everyone. This is all regarding halach of Shabbos, that has to be calculated action. But regarding all other biblical prohibitions, the rush holds the psikresh loy nichale, that when you're doing something inevitable that you're not pleased with, lekule alma, according to everyone, it's going to be forbidden. Yisurim in that Torah, and it's going to be a biblical prohibition. So even though you're not intending to eat non kosher, and you don't really care, it doesn't make a difference. It would still be prohibited. Siv katan and daled. It says that the velt is conducts himself permissible badover with regarding this halacha. I know that is from a freeze nala midu yosim the arishayna, that they're more generous on this halacha, more than the first opinion, and they're lenient even when there's a vessel beneath them. But that's really difficult. That's what Mechaber wants to say. Okay, have to teach them schus on them. How could they do with it with a kli beneath them? So that's what he says. That since the spigot is long beyond the na'iris and the hand doesn't really reach there, so it's going to be permitted because you're not really squeezing that linen, which is the plug. Just like we have by the sponge, that it has a handle. But it says, since not a strong claim, and Sivkot Nun Hebi Yesh Legam Geba, is what to contest with this. Why? It's different, the handle of a sponge that's effective. There, what are you doing? You're just wiping. So if you're wiping and you have a handle, that's not inevitable. Which is not the case over here. That you're pushing in the spigot very strong into the hole, yes, from about this chita, for sure you're going to be squeezing out. Can you learn? Therefore, it's appropriate to conduct. Shall you need a kli tachtov? At least not. Don't put a vessel beneath it. And then whatever's going to be squeezed out is going to go to waste. And then at least you can rely on the first opinion mentioned over here. But at the same time, you need to have that the spigot should be long, which the Sharatin Lech Nanavov says that even though from the Magen Rambam it sounds like even without the long barza, you can leave them with their custom. Look over his reason. However, lamais is difficult to rely on this, as it's explained in Sefer Shulchanot, they shouldn't say Mamam Matcha, where, as the Mishnah Berurah says, she tarked letivusa, that at least you'll have two things working in this permissibility, which the Adkan Lashon HaTaz, that upper toe is the word Lataz, which Shartin Eisnon Zayin says that he left out the end of the word Lataz, that brings the proof that our custom is like the Aruch, and the fact that we squeeze out the lettuce, because they already contest his proof, and for the Shabbat Vega and other Achrayim. Now, it says the Mishnah Berurah, this is B'chikaz El Rabba, Mam Matcha, that if you have these two things in working for you, then okay, you could be lenient. But now, Yishnon B'cholas Sabazet, this whole paragraph, B'chavish Al Yain, with a barrel of wine. Like the Machaber mentions in the beginning of the paragraph, but what in Sharmash can be same thing as other beverages, have a little bit of, but not with water. Tamad, the reason is, and this is the critical feature with the halachas of Schita, that there's two malachas that Schita is a derivative of. Old beverages besides the water, that's Kamer Shayim, the Pindaman Rishayim, the Dame Mesham Liba. There's no halacha of whitening. The problem about squeezing out the beverage is only because of unloading, which is a talad of dash. There's two taladas that it could be from. My sechit is one of them, like squeezing out grapes and olives, that you're getting the juice out of the salad. Therefore, you need to have, according to everyone from biblical shayt tzarech lemashk na'yitza, that you need the beverages that are coming out. Dimid mevarik, similar to the malach of unloading. It's only rabbinically that the last opinion holds. That's rabbinic. Kamash kusav b'alacha and the maskil type. But regarding a barrel of water, that's a different prohibition. That's chita. When you're squeezing out juice, yeah, the same action. You're whitening that plug. The seichetu telodu with the balab. It's squeezing out a derivative of whitening. When you launder, you squeeze out the dirty element. That's forbidden in all situations. But that's the taz. The iron love and white wine. Daim lamayim lin kibas is similar to water regarding laundering. With the barber according to his words, the shulchan aruch la'ari kan the mechab is not told man be kim biyayin odem only by red wine. Sheinim alabim which doesn't whiten. When you squeeze out red wine, it doesn't clean it. V'esul l'rak m'shul b'farak and the prohibition only because of unloading. U'lekach bein sheinichale. That's why we have this whole shemuz that you have that opinion that would be lenient that you need to be pleased with it. But ma'adin avak b'schidase with what's coming out when you're squeezing it. Now in this pech sheicher. If let's say beer or some other beverage spills on the tablecloth that's on the table, it's a ligur isam b'kaf b'sak, and he wants to, like some people want to clean the tablecloth, they want to drag a spoon or a knife, to clean the tablecloth. He has to be careful, not to push forcefully, that you don't come to squeeze out the tablecloth, which Sharat Sin Lais Nuches says, look at Be'alocha over there, that we explained over there, I think, right? Well, Be'ez Hashem. It says Mishmer further. Barakiyah says, Mashka, Tzapamala, just remove the liquid that's floating on the surface. And the Mashka Mitzvum, and if the beverage is colored, Yizor, you have to be careful. If you're dragging the liquid, as you're dragging it, you might be dying the rest of the tablecloth by dragging it. You have to be careful not to do that. Keep it Sivchav, like we say in Sivchav. Choshkin, all the more so, Nishmach Mayim, Al Hamap, if water spills on the tablecloth, but that is our might bezet. For sure, you have to be very careful regarding this. This might because squeezing out water to let them lamen, derivative of laundering, the canal, like we said. A sechet seira, or if someone squeezes out here or leather, potter is exempt. I will ask them, but rabbinically it's forbidden, says the Rambam. Therefore, a table b'Shabbos, someone immerses himself in Shabbos, goes to the mikveh, yisor shle yischet sar lenagmi, has to be careful not to squeeze out his hair to dry because of this rabbinic prohibition. The Be'alocha and the Remaschal Toivlan Higim that the Mishmur referenced. It says, good to have them, like at least don't have a vessel beneath the barrel when they're plugging the hole. So that's in combination with the logic of the long spigot, like you wrote in Mishmur Sivkot Nun Hei. Because if not, Achra the Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of the Sefer is not like the Aruch. And that is, we're not lenient by Psegresh Loi Nechle. It just that itself. It's a bit of something else. The Taz writes, if beer or other beverages that don't whiten, spill on the tablecloth on the table when he wants to clean it, at least shouldn't draw from over there within one spoon and spill it out. Because even though he's going to throw it to waste, however, now at the time when he's drawing it into the spoon, he's doing a full-fledged ister, which is Tehillah de-Befarik. In other words, that's ister de-Raisa. And regarding that, everyone agrees that's forbidden. It doesn't help that you're going to spill it afterwards outside, because that's what's called Mubas Le'Chaliska. You can't remedy that anymore. Only use a knife. That is a hatred to push from on the tablecloth and to drag it by hand, the liquid that's spilled on the tablecloth, and it's going to flow to waste. And that's good, which in the Taz in front of us, it has the word rock for this reason that Eliyahu wants it in such a situation that it doesn't take forcibly. He only draws the mashkin that's floating on the top. Even the spoon is no issa. He says, I saw in the Sefer Tehillim Shabbos, Sefer Shulchan Aruch, that they quote the word Zataz. It sounds like that has to say the Toiv. That is Medina. The opinion of Taz is but with a knife to be lenient, even when you drag forcibly, because he holds that the minig is like the Aruch. And in such a situation, it's forbidden with a spoon. That not to draw forcibly, because if not, you're doing Issa Rabbana, at least according to the last opinion. You have to be careful, whatever you can be careful. That's the word Zataz. Now, Eli Rabbah disagrees with him, and he holds that there's no difference between a spoon and a knife. And also with a spoon, even if you do it forcibly, there's no Issa Dairaisa, because since his intention is to throw it out, and there's no schita because of the mashka, so therefore there's only Isra Rabban according to the last opinion, like by dragging with a knife, and that's the sonic prima gun, that's no Isra Raisa. But look at Chil, for sure, one should be careful very much not to drag forcibly even with a knife, for sure with a spoon, because we pass like the last opinion, which is more machmer. Rather, you should move the mashka that's floating on the top, not by pushing. In such a situation, even with a spoon, it would be permitted according to everyone. Also, Taz writes that if water or white wine spills on the tablecloth, you're not allowed to drag him with a knife, because that's machabes, that's laundering. And his attention, when he's dragging it forcibly, then for sure he's going to come to squeezing the tablecloth, which are the derivative machabes. And then you have an issa d'oraisa because of liban of whitening the tablecloth. That sounds like a sefer to Shabbos, sefer Shalom Tishit, and explain the words of Taz. Primogodim is not sure about the intent of the Taz. It could possibly that he hold that by water, even not forcibly, would be forbidden to drag, because when you're dragging, when you're pushing, you want that it should spill to the ground. So then the tablecloth is getting wet, the place that was dry originally, and then the soaking is the laundry. Look over there. Now, the second reason that he writes over there is very, very forcible. However, it seems that at a necessary time, one does not have to be stringent if he's not doing it forcibly. Look, we said in the submission base, Sibtes and the Hago, what we wrote over there and explaining that the most place can be done by a garment that there's no dirt. We don't say Shriyasi Kabusa, we don't say the soaking is laundering. And also, he's not intending to launder. Look over there. So, therefore, that's why there would be more room to be lenient.
Some of the dirshu number 44. Even though utilizing this spigot does not prevent schita, as he explained at the beginning of his words, Magid Ram writes, however, it's effective for the shita raiva that holds that a handle is considered like a flask filled with water, which we explained his opinion in Sivkat Nam Zayin. Chaznesh asked, but the Svaras HaRaivid was not said only by a sponge, since it is designated that it should absorb liquids inside of it and then to be squeezed out from it if it has a handle. So we don't qualify the water that's absorbed in it like secondary to it, but a plug made out of pishtan, it's not designated to absorb water. Therefore, you should qualify the water that's absorbed as if it's secondary, even if it has a handle. So therefore, the Chaznesh actually holds that the reason why the belt is not to be matur around this halacha is not because of tatlit tibusa, because of two benefits. It's rather because the primary halacha is like the pin that holds the psikrit shaloi nichle is actually mutter. And therefore, when there's no vessel beneath the barrel, there is no prohibition about pushing in the plug. With regard to the halacha, Chaznesh writes that it's only by Yisud Rabbanah that it's possible to rely on the pin that holds that there's no issa by psikrit shaloi nichle, which is obviously a huge ramification with regards to many halachas, especially with technology, that psikrit shaloi nichle comes up. Dirshu number 46. Now, the reason why squeezing leather or hair is not considered as laundering from the Torah, the halacha writes in Simishin Beis, because there's no schita only by something that's very soft. Now, rubbing two parts of leather, one on the other, the way the launderers do, he writes in Simishin Beis that there is a problem of kibis minatara. And so to rubbing two parts of a garment that are made from here, one on the other, the Be'alacha writes over there that there is a problem of kibis minatara. However, regarding here that's connected to the body, Be'alacha writes over there that there's no problem about kibis at all, even through rubbing. And we discussed this in Simishin Chabav, Sivkat and Chafei. Now, rubbing two wet hands, one on the other, such as writes, is permitted, even though there are hairs over there, because the hairs in the hands are not so close one to the other, and the squeezing that's forbidden here is only when the hairs are close together and the water looks like it's absorbing it. Regarding utilizing a toothbrush that's wet, Shem Zaman holds that if the hairs of the brush are far from each other, and the gap between them is visible to the eye, and the water that comes out of them is even without schita, So there's no problem regarding this because it is a schita. But if the hearers are close together and they look individual, so then there is a problem of it's a schita. I mean, it looks like a one unit. Then there is a problem of schita. Another thing, Shabbos Yigizmashin, Shabbos Yigizmashin, right, that not to use a toothbrush on Shabbos because it's a schita and they don't differentiate. Also, the Achrayim discussed regarding toothpaste on Shabbos, even for the Issa Mamar, smoothing and chayvel, and maybe injuring when you bleed. Discussions in Simon Shin Chavzan Sevgon Yud. Dershon number 47. Later on, Simon Shin Chavab, Mishra writes the name of the Paiskim, that the custom is not to bathe in a river or in a mikvah from the concern that you might come to squeeze out the hair. Ve'aloch later on, over there, and Sevchaz writes the name of the Ma'aril, that the women appropriately conduct themselves not to table on Shabbos if it's not the time of their when they're supposed to go to mikvah, from the concern that you might come to squeeze out the hair. And Be'aloch writes about that for this reason, it's appropriate to that a person should not table on Shabbos only if he's tabling because of Thomas Carey, but because of Tosefes Kedusha of etiquette sanctity, one should not table. Now, to dry hairs with a towel moist, like calmly, in the way you're not going to squeeze it out, just that the water that comes up from the hairs will be absorbed in the towel, Ben Ashkai writes is permitted, and he writes, Meikar Din is permitted even to dry with a towel in the regular way, because squeezing hair is only Drabana, and this schita is a backhanded way, and also the water that's absorbed goes to waste. That's what the Pindik says, Shachan of Yashim, and that's what the Pindik says, it's permitted to place the towel calmly on top of the hair. Chaim Kanyevsky writes, not to touch the hair at all, as the custom was the stipple, and other than someone holds, that if the water that gets absorbed right away into the towel and it's not visible to the eye, there's no problem about drying it. And that is in the way that you don't have in the hairs too much water, that it's, you know, you have to be concerned that you might actually squeeze out the towel itself. There's your number 58. The Be'alocha had said to look in Simishin Beis, where there the Mishnah writes the name of the Be'agra, the Be'alocha writes the name of the Be'agra, that the Iker is like the pin that holds, that by clean garment, you don't say Shiras is a kibbutz, and the soaking is the laundering, if his intention is not to launder, and therefore also over here you could be leaning, because by dragging the knife, you're not intending to clean the tablecloth. Maybe the Rabbi writes that the ikka is like the pin that holds, that you don't say by clean garment shriyas de kibbutz. That's the opinion of most Rishayim. It's just that since our Rishayim who hold that even by clean garment you say the soaking is the laundering, you have to be concerned and to be stringent like the opinion by Issa de Rais. And therefore, also over here, it's a psikresh, it's inevitable that the tablecloth is going to be soaked in water. However, since the psikresh de lay nichle, even according to those who say it's forbidden, it's only midrabanan, where the Mishnah writes in Sipkan again. Also, you can be leaning regarding this, like the opinion of those who hold that you don't say shriyas de kibbutz, that the soaking is the laundering.